This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more.
Hello everybody, this is Eric Reanimator. I am back with yet another Love That Album Compilation Edition. These are the mini episodes that I do once a month where I talk about compilation records, singles collections, box sets, all that stuff I said in the intro. This time around, I'm going to be talking about the three albums put out by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs under the covers volumes 1 through 3. To my understanding, the pair met while working on music for Austin Powers and kind of struck up a friendship and decided they were going to do a couple albums of covers from the 60s together to kind of evoke that vibe of that era with Austin Powers they were playing around with. And so they grabbed some tunes and picked some stuff that wasn't necessarily the most mainstream. Probably the most well-known song on here is Monday Monday or The Kids Are All Right. The rest of them range from obscurities like what we're listening to now, I See the Rain, which was originally by The Marmalade, which you can find on the Nuggets box set, to Neil Young, some Love, Velvet Underground, some other stuff. So let's check out some more of the tunes.
Chasing the moonlight, my cinnamon girl.
think the selections they made for this album are really solid. They tend more towards what would become power pop and psych, which are the sounds that both of them independently became known for. Matthew Sweet obviously was kind of the power pop torchbearer of the 1990s, and despite their big glossy commercial success, Susanna Hoff's band The Bangles actually were part of the 77 punk scene in LA, and they definitely played more in the 60s sunshine pop garage rock sound. If you go back to especially their early records, you're going to hear much more grit, much more psych, and much more of a punk vibe than you would get with their mega 80s hits. And truly, while the Bangles are a great band with great musicians, the real standout has always been Hoff's and her voice, which they wisely used to sell the big pop songs and pop ballads that made them famous. So Volume 1 is actually a really great record, and they don't necessarily challenge the listener too much, but at the same time, there's songs on here that people are going to hear that they're going to kind of remember from something, not songs that necessarily get played on the radio or got played on MTV, but that, you know, show up in the background of movies or something. But hopefully the listeners that pick this up, hopefully the fans of the Bangles and the fans of Matthew Sweet, would go back and check out some of these original recordings of the songs. I know, maybe it's just me, but that was always my thing, is that once I learned that somebody was referencing something else, whether it was a book or a movie or another record, I wanted to go back and hear those things. The cover of The Marmalade that I opened with is maybe my favorite on this record, but I would be remiss if I didn't play the song that is probably my favorite of these songs, at least in its original incarnation. And also is covered by The Damned, and that would be Alone Again Or, originally by Love. So let's listen to a little bit of that, and I'll come back to the other side, and we'll move on to the 1970s in Volume 2. So let me deal right up front here with something about the 1970s and this collection of music, not just Volume 2, but all of these volumes. More so than I would have thought when I started to think about putting this episode together, this is really the roadmap of the boomers and their musical taste. You go from the sunshine pop and the dreams and the teenage angst of the 1960s until the 20-something malaise of the 1970s, and then we're going to get to the go-go years of the 1980s. Now, pretty clearly, I believe that Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet are Gen Xers, They might be towards the top of that generation, but definitely are part of the Gen X generation. And as we go forward, and we'll talk about this once we get to the 80s, the idea that Susanna Hoffs was a major musical artist in the 1980s and hearing her play other people's music from that decade is going to be interesting. But for right now, we're talking about the 1970s, which is volume 2, as I scrambled to grab my copy as it fell over. What's interesting about this is you get some singer-songwriter stuff. You get some early 70s hits. You get some songs that are more forgotten. You get some that are definitely remembered and well-known. And honestly, of the three, this is probably my least favorite. Maybe because it's so oriented towards acts that I have just no time for. Bands that have been so overplayed and so over mythologized that I just can't, you know. Rod Stewart, sorry, not my thing. Fleetwood Mac, I don't ever need to hear them again. I won't even go into former Beatles or, you know, the Grateful Dead. That's just, no. There are some tracks on here that I think are excellent and that I do like, and that my own issues don't get in the way of enjoying. Oh, and as I'm looking on Wikipedia, apparently there's a deluxe edition that contains a bunch of punk covers. I'm going to have to go track that down. Oh, wow, they do a Graham Parsons. Anyways, talking about the regular issue of the album, which is the one I have. You know, we get some Todd Rundgren, some Mott the Hoople, and some Tom Petty, which we'll be talking about Tom again soon. However, you know, it's just another part of the puzzle, and it's great to hear them take on some of these songs now. Seeing that there was another disc of covers that are more oriented towards punk, and I kind of wish that had been the majority of this disc, but we'll have to check that out and see. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble, so let's move this along and head on to the 80s. But first, here's a little more of what's on this disc.
Yeah.
into the 1980s, we get into the era of new wave, the gated drum, the 60s pop song sellout, the all of that stuff, the failure of punk to catch on as a major genre, at least in the mainstream. That would take another decade. We're not going to get there, unfortunately, not with this series of records, at least. Once again, the selections of tracks covered on this album run the gambit from one-hit wonders to underground classics to songs that people know, but they all suit the duo. Starting off here, we had Dave Edmunds and Girls Talk. Let's check out how well they fare with something like the English Beats, Save It For Later.
2,000 of the dirty lovers must be a sucker for it. Cry, cry, but I don't need my mother. Just hold my hand when I come to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later.
I do think it's interesting the way some of these songs are transformed. I've never heard the English Beat sounding so much like Queen with that Save It For Later cover. And the Killing Moon, which typically I think of as being kind of new wavy goth kind of stuff, or at least Echo and the Bunnymen always seem to be more of a band that goths listen to than new wave people. I don't know, it's a little more something, I can't put my finger on it. Maybe a little bit of alt country, maybe a little bit of southern alternative, something in that Paisley Underground kind of feel, which shouldn't be shocking because once again the Bengals were, you know, adjacent to that scene. All right, it's time to wrap it up for this month. I did a little research. There is a set out there that's called the Completely Under the Covers, which has all three of these albums on one set with a fourth disc that has the extra 70s covers, which are mostly the punk ones, which I'm going to have to track down a copy of now. Does not appear that we're ever going to get a 90s one. That would have been really interesting to hear. I would have liked to have seen this duo take on, I don't know, Jellyfish, Nirvana, Alanis Morissette, Liz Phair, I don't know what, something kind of poppy and edgy. You know, to see what they would do. Definitely Matthew Sweet, of all people, should know what was going on in that era. But alas, what we've got is three good records, and they're all worth checking out. So I'm going to play one of the cheeky covers on here, which is a Go-Go's cover, because of course you have to have the lead singer of the Bengals covering the Go-Go's. And then we're going to leave with some Tom Petty. Rip, you know, rest in peace, Mr. Petty. And until next month, December 2017, we'll see if I do an episode with the holidays and everything. I might take that month off, but we will update you as to that. And until next time, hope everyone's enjoying the main episodes of Love That Album and these mini episodes, and we'll catch you all next time. Later.
Can you hear them? They talk about us, telling lies.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day, living in the Cedar. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. And I'm free, free falling. Yeah, I'm free, free falling. All the vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and all the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.